Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
You can always depend on the Houston Texans to give you a little smoke. Doesn't matter if it's a couple hours, about 3 hours before first pitch of game one of the World Series between the Astros and the Braves. Houston Texans owner Cal McNair reportedly referred to COVID-19 as the China virus at the Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic last May, according to NFL Network's Mike Silver. Cal McNair has since responded, and here is Cal McNair's response. My comments at the event last May included an inappropriate choice of words, McNair said in a statement. I immediately apologized to people who approached me then, and I apologize again now. I know how important it is to choose my words carefully. I would never want to offend anyone. So, no matter, again, for me, when things like this pop, it's not about my personal opinion. It's not about your personal opinion in terms of what this phrase means or doesn't mean. What is China virus, and somebody that uses that phrase, what does that mean to you personally? To me, this is more about Cal McNair, the owner of the Houston Texans, not being a distraction, not creating more of a problem for this organization. And this is going to be a major problem. It's going to be a major hurdle that the Texans are going to have to get over. It's going to be something that they're going to have to address now, and I would imagine into the future. And so the lack of awareness here by the owner of an NFL franchise is mind-blowing.
That's the part about it is, like as you're saying, man, no matter, I know you have personal views and how you feel about it, and that's fine. Yeah, hell, it's a free country. You can have those personal views.
Sure.
We could disagree. But, man, this is the guy that is the CEO and the guy that is leading the organization, and you just got to be more cognizant of what your words are going to mean. And I'm telling you, for me, unless you – and he could, this could be the case. He's just apologized to apologize. But he apologized, as he says in his statement, immediately. Like he knew immediately, damn, that was, you know, from the reaction, like,
sure,
damn,
yeah.
that wasn't, and you would just hope that he would be more aware of that as the owner and the CEO of a company.
And again, I'll echo some of the sentiments of Seth Payne that joined us last segment. Like, I mean, I've been around Cal McNair. I think Cal McNair's a good dude. I don't think he means any harm. In fact, he strikes me as a guy that would go out of his way to not harm anybody, if you will, or offend anybody, if you will. I really think he's that kind of dude. And it's just the professional level of awareness, or the lack thereof, the professional level of awareness that blows my mind. I mean, I do a lot of speaking, if you will, if you want to call it speaking. It's more talking, in my opinion. But how the owner of an organization gets up with a microphone in his hand and is not aware of how certain phrases are offensive or may be taken in a negative light, by received in a negative light by a certain group of people or by anyone for that matter, it just blows my mind, man. So, again, Cal McNair reportedly referred to COVID-19 as the China virus at the Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic last May, according to NFL Network's Mike Silver. I think this is going to be something they're going to have to address. I would imagine it's going to grow over the next few hours.
I was going to say, you think this is going to be a big thing?
I'll be shocked if it's not. I'll be shocked if it's not something that the Texans have to deal with pretty consistently moving into the future here.
Yeah,
I mean, you mentioned the climate that we live in. I think that's a good way to put it. Is that there's when you do something like this and people know that by talking about it or having an opinion about it, it's going to create clicks, it's going to create attention, it's going to stir the pot. Again, it's not about what you or I think. It's about the fact of the matter. People will click on it. And with the Houston Texans right now, particularly when it's something negative, people pay attention, people are interested. I would be shocked if this wasn't used by media outlets to garner attention in some way, shape, or form.
And it's just going to – I mean, you know exactly where this is going to be taken back to, his father.
No question.
And that's the other part of it. Whether fair or not, it's going to be taken back to the comments that his late father made and how that spiraled. So, I mean, it's not just a – he just said a comment, whether it's a big deal or not. I mean – You just the leaders of your organization, and that's what the Texans are, a company, an organization. I mean, they can't make those mistakes. I mean, just can't make it.
Well, we got a game to play right here in Minute Maid Park. So once again, I'm gonna give a little bit of Clint Sterner football at four. I'm gonna give a few minutes to the Astros, which I absolutely love doing. Show, there's a lot of things to discuss, man. We got a ton of topics with the Astros, with first pitch being shortly after 7 o'clock. Got a few hours leading up to it, man. One of those big things right now for the Astros is that they've announced the starting pitchers for Game 2, right? So you know Framber Valdez is going tonight. Jose Urquidy is going tomorrow in Game 2. And we got to believe that means – that Luis Garcia is going Game 3. So that leads us directly to, okay, I don't want to look too far into this series, but what does Game 4 look like? And so I don't know what Game 4 looks like specifically, but I believe that Christian Javier has to be a major part of it. In fact, I think Christian Javier needs to start that ball game, but he has to be a major part of it. So as we move forward with these first couple of games in Houston, the one thing I think the Astros can't do is involve Christian Javier, if at all possible. Keep him fresh. He needs to be locked and loaded for Game 4.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. I think he needs to be a major part of the series. It's interesting because in this game, or if Urquidy does what he did, something similar in Game 2, like I don't know if I wanted to be Jake Odorizzi to come out, especially if the game is still in doubt, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I just think Javier has to be a big part of the series, and that's going to be another tough – we talk about Dusty and joke about him and the decisions is all he's got is center field. But that his usage of how he's going to use Christian Javier is a pretty big decision as well.
Well, so look, a repeat performance from Jose Urquidy or Framber Valdez, in a sense, not the great game he pitched, but the struggle that he had in game one of the last.
Of the third,
like a repeat performance of any of those starts by any of those pitchers in the World Series, hey, all bets are off at that point.
Yeah, at that
to
point,
hell
yeah.
With game four at that
we
point in time.
We got to try it, especially if it's in doubt. If the game, like if you're still in striking distance and you're looking at it, you're like, boy, he just ain't got it, but it's 3-1.
Yeah. If the starting rotation at any point in games 1 through 3 puts you in a position where you need a solid 3 or 4, you need a stopper that can halt any kind of rally or any kind of momentum that the Braves have, and you also need that guy to go 3 innings. Then all bets are off. You got to go Javier at that point in time, if that's the case. But going into it, I think it's huge that the Astros do their damnedest to not use Javier, because I think he should start Game 4. But any way you slice it, he's got to be either start or he's got to piggyback somebody like Odorizzi or Greinke again, and he's got to be big in that moment. So I think keeping him as fresh as you possibly can is going to be huge.
No, it is, and. And we'll see what they do here with him. But Christian Javier, I don't know what Dusty's going to do, but that decision, how he uses him, is going to be very, very important.
Set. Red 22.
So before we get this thing cranked up, there's a couple of topics that we just got to hit. And one of them to me is, do Astro fans need this W in this world, not this W, this World Series title to validate 2017?
I would think so. I would think so because I think all they hear is the cheating. And now you have to know, although some people will be convinced that they're still doing it anyway.
Yeah.
We've heard the whistling and all that.
That's fine. I mean, I think we're seeing more.
But I think so.
I think we're seeing more people come out. Tom Glavine actually came out and actually in defense of the Astros from what happened in the past and kind of the heat they take now in stadium to stadium and through the media. But I tell you, I'm an Astros fan. I'm a big Astros fan. Grew up an Astros fan. I think it's huge. Mm. I think it's huge. I mean, for Astro fans to be able to say, okay, you can no longer lean so heavily into what happened in 2017 on that's why we had success, because we went right back and won that thing in 2021. So I think it's huge as a fan. I don't want to speak for everybody out there. I know it's a big fan base, a passionate fan base, but I know me as a fan. I need the Astros to get this World Series title right here to give me a little bit more ammo when I start pushing back on these folks that want to talk trash about what happened in 17.
Because you think you'll be proven, look, they were good. You can shut up. There's no cheat. You know they're not cheating.
Well, it's real hard to say that their success in 2017 was completely dependent upon a sign-stealing scandal with this. Hell, it's already difficult given the success that they've had since then. But a World Series title would put that to bed. To me, it would be real hard for somebody to shape their mouth and say, well, if they wouldn't have been stealing signs in 17, they wouldn't have won that title. It'd be a little more difficult to shape your lips to say that if in 2021 they put another title on the shelf.
All right. Remember, coming up as we are out here live on the corner of Crawford and Congress, your chance to win a pair of Texans tickets. Once an hour, we're giving them out. You're coming up here at between 4:45 and the top of the hour is your next opportunity in the next segment, so make sure you stay tuned and listen. All right, somebody who knows the Atlanta Braves very well, who cut his teeth and had great success in the postseason as well with the Atlanta Braves, John Rocker's joined the show coming up, and we'll see. Does he believe that the Astros can beat the Braves without their ace Lance McCullers? John Rocker coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 1 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, it is World Series Game 1 day, and we are getting ourselves amped and prepared, and we got everybody rolling through, including former Atlanta Brave John Rocker. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's not rooting for the Braves in this series, but we'll see. They haven't been to the World Series, I believe, since the last time. Were you on that team, John, in '99?
I sure was. I was. I don't remember what was I doing. Last time I was closing, and hang on. Oh, that's right. Came in bases loaded in the bottom of the tenth in the old Astrodome, 5-3 game, and then we won at 11. I vaguely.
So you do remember. So you do remember. I think the big thing right now as we go into the series is this is the second straight series that the Astros are not going to have their ace. And, right, you've played with ace. I mean, you had a lot of them. You got, you know, Glavin, and you got Maddox, and you got Smoltz. You got those guys. That's a big deal. They were able to get past the Red Sox. Do you think they can get past this Braves team without having their top guy?
Yeah, losing McCullers is big. Everybody's been kind of watching all week to see what exactly his elbow issue was going to be. If he was going to be able to rebound, come back, do anything with it, and at least get some bullpen action or something. But I guess they announced either today or yesterday that elbow was a little more tender than originally anticipated. And, yeah, he's done. Losing a Maddox at the top of rotation, your number one guy, especially a guy who would be coming off of, you know, 8-10 days worth of rest and be able to come in for game one. And then give you a dominating performance. Yes, it's pretty big. If the Astros didn't have other, you know, twos and threes that were also really good too, that aren't much of a beat behind McCullers, then I don't think they lose a whole lot. Just they have so much depth at the starting pitching position.
Rock, what about the Braves? What about the Braves' starting rotation and ultimately their staff? I'll give you a cast a wide net here, man. I mean, what are the Astros looking at here? Who most likely could be give the Astros lineup the most problems out of that Braves starting rotation or the pen?
Well, I always like Morton. I've watched him throw all year. His experience with Tampa. He's been in games like this before. He's been a champion with Tampa. Been on the verge a couple other times. The guy's got experience. The guy's got stuff. The guy's got poise. He's got everything you want in a frontline starter to throw arguably the biggest game of his life. Going on the road in Houston to face a very hungry Houston team. But let's not forget, 2017 is still fresh in a lot of Houston guys' minds. They're coming out and win a World Series, but also to prove something. We don't need any kind of extracurricular stuff going on to win big series, to win big games. We're good enough on our own. But they got a little more to prove, and they're going to be really hungry to win for two reasons. For, of course, the Braves just going after that ring and that championship. I see Morton throwing a night. He's tough on anybody. Trying to think, Free, I was a little surprised that Free didn't throw any better than he did the other night against L.A., but he's still dominant. He's still dirty. He'll be a Cy Young candidate, if not actually win a Cy Young here in the next couple of years. Is pretty tough, but the way the Braves bullpen has been throwing, I mean, holy cow! Luke Jackson's the only one that's had any kind of hiccups down there, and for God's sakes, he had a sub 2 ERA all year. So I think that's all they were is just hiccups. But that that bullpen really shortens the game for those starters. Just give me 15 outs, Free. Give me 15 outs, Morton, and we'll bring in Matzik and the like, and more than likely shut you down for the last 4 or 5 innings. So their pitching's hot. But again, so is that Houston lineup. Like, they scored 6.5-7 runs on average during this postseason, which I believe is the best of all time. If not, it's certainly the top 2 or 3.
John Rocker, former MLB closer, is on with us. John, you said this, and I'm curious. You've been in locker rooms. You know how a lot of these guys think. Even though the Astros have continued to say, that 2017 is not on their minds. You think that they do actually feel like they've got something to prove?
Bull expletive, especially the you know, the Altuves, the guys that you know, they've got other accolades besides World Series rings, the MVPs, and the All-Star nods and things like that. You know, it's not officially in the record books an asterisk beside anybody's All-Star selections or MVPs and stuff like that. But there's a lot of fans talking, well, if something 2017, Altuve, he wouldn't have won the MVP. You know, there's conversations like that being had, and this is their let's prove in front of the whole world that 2017 wasn't a fluke. It wasn't extracurricular stuff going on that got us that championship. We're good enough without it. Hey, watch. They're of course going to play it down. They're not going to play into some, you know, huge media frenzy story. And it's in our minds. It's just playing head games with us and all that. They're going to play it down. But I promise you, it might not be talked about. But it's certainly in midway back in everybody's mind. It definitely is.
Rock, look, back to the last series for the Astros, man, and it's a two-part question, I guess. Have you ever seen the wheels come completely off of a starting rotation the way that the Astros, when Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, and Luis Garcia in three straight starts didn't even get out of the, a couple of them didn't get out of the second, but some of them didn't get out of the third. Have you ever seen the wheels come completely off a starting rotation like that? And then number two, have you ever seen guys turn around and then throw arguably the best game of the damn postseason?
And that right there, not back-to-back-to-back, especially starters of Valdez's quality and Garcia's quality, especially not quality guys like that. But, yeah, you know, Freed to have a five spot against LA the other day, but then came right back next night, we threw a gym and, of course, beat LA 4-2. But, yeah, three quality guys all having off nights in succession. Don't recall that happening. But then to pick up the pieces, regain momentum, and come out and be just a world-beating offense like the Red Sox have and beat them back-to-back games convincingly. Yeah, that is just because there was nothing really other than going home that really reestablished momentum for Houston. I know they did get that last game up in Boston, but I mean Boston still had momentum. They were still still just playing pepper with the outfield wall and just shut them down in games five and six, and that's all she wrote. And you know, to salvage an offense like that, especially after three bend over and take it in the fanny. That's pretty special. I don't know what kind of magic mojo clubhouse speech Dusty gave, but he certainly said something right.
What's up with you pitchers? What's up with you? we got especially lefties. Like we got Brandon Backey. Brandon Backey, former Astro, was on the line with us, and he said, "What did he say?
Shove it in their butts."
Yeah. Shoving in their butts, yeah. And now you bend it over and take it in the fanny.
And glutes and things like that. We're ready to work stuff like that.
These pictures up here with the shoving up their butts. All right, John, no, I do want to get this from you. When you look at this Astros lineup, because that's what's going to carry them, and it has been the thing all year, is them putting up runs in that dynamic lineup. From your perspective, who is the guy in the lineup that concerns you the most if you were out there?
Well, me personally, I always hated facing guys like Jose Altuve. Smaller guy, small strike zone, but he's got some pop to all fields. I don't know where I'd pitch the guy. I'd probably end up pitching him up, and then he'd probably do a lot of damage against me. but really, Correa's dirty, Bregman's dirty. Tucker's come on as a young guy, and he's really gotten some big hits, some clutch hits. That three-run home run he hit of the night. Was certainly huge. And as a young guy that didn't really have the establishment that a Correa's got or a Bregman's got or an Altuve's got, he's a sneaky guy. You better watch. Don't let that guy, sneak up on you when you got two outs and got a runner on. Okay, I'm facing this guy, young guy. I think I'm going to be able to get through this one. Next thing you know, he pops one off the wall and plays a go-ahead run against you. There's really not a deep breath you can take anywhere in that lineup. But for me, I would Altuve would be my guy. I'd be like, I might want to pitch around this guy a little bit.
Rock, if you're in that clubhouse, if you're in that Astros clubhouse right now, how do you feel? How are you going to feel if Carlos Correa is not retained or, I guess, extended and kept in the clubhouse?
That's just part of the business. I think maybe my third year, fourth year, something like that. Andres Galarraga was tendered a really, really poor contract by the Braves, and that was, I believe, us coming off the 99 season, 2000. I can't really remember which season it was. But Andres had been a stalwart, a real leader in our clubhouse. I think he was making about $8 million a year, which $8 million back then was like, $15 plus million today. And the Braves tendered him a $1.5 million contract the next year, almost like a, this is your sort of FU contract. We know what you're going to say, but a sort of save face contract, yes, but no, thank you. And I believe that year Andres hit like 37, 38 home runs. But the initial, blankety blanks, how don't you take care of one of the guys that's taking care of us for the last 3 years? But then again, you think it's a business and, numbers are numbers and it is what it is. There's 25 guys on that roster that have to get paid. Carlos, he should be looking after, for old number one and taking care of his family financially and all that. Who knows? I would think everybody's going to be after him, from the Yankees to the Dodgers to the Red Sox to anybody that's got deep checkbooks. Can the Astros pony up? Probably. They've got a high price roster right now. I would think he would probably stay, but if he doesn't, it's part of the game,
All right, John, man, thank you.
That's why the Yankees exist, is to take everybody else's good players.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody else's farm system. All right, John, man, enjoy the World Series, and we'll see how this game turns out. And appreciate you jumping on with us.
Yep, enjoy it, guys. Looking forward to it. And maybe after the series, we'll talk again for either y'all's bragging rights or mine.
All right, we'll see about that. So, obviously, I figured you'd be going with the Braves. All right, Rocker, I appreciate you jumping on with us, man. Enjoy the game.
All right, enjoy it, guys. You too.
All right, that's John Rocker, former MLB reliever and closer, former Atlanta Braves, knows the Braves pretty well. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show live at the corner of Congress and Crawford. Everybody's starting to get down here for the game. Come say what's up. Come say hello. And don't be afraid to give us a smile as we look forward to getting game one going. All right, John McClain had something to say about Tyrod Taylor that Clint says he'd be surprised. Hell, he said shocked if it came to happen. We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 1 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, remember, coming up here between 4:45 and the bottom of the hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Houston Texans host the L.A. Rams coming up tonight or tomorrow or Sunday night. Or Sunday evening, your chance to watch them take on the Rams. So make sure you stay tuned and listen. Your chance to win a pair of free tickets for Texans Rams. We're doing it each and every hour. Your next chance coming up between 4:45 and the top of the hour. And Clint, speaking of that game, it is interesting because John McClain was on In the Loop earlier today, and McClain said he believes that Tyrod Taylor will start the game. He thinks he'll be healthy. We already heard David Culley say yesterday that he'll practice on Wednesday, but he believes that he'll be healthy enough and will go potentially. So what's your thoughts about that? Do you think we've reached a point where it's time for Tyrod Taylor to jump in there if he's healthy?
Well, if the option is what we watched last week from the Texans, if that's the offensive approach with Davis Mills in the ball game, absolutely, they need to go back to Tyrod Taylor. It's unacceptable. It's unbelievably difficult to watch. There's no positives whatsoever for Davis Mills or anybody else involved in that particular situation. You're not evaluating what the kid can or can't do in those particular situations. Just accepting your offense being a non-factor, never even scaring the red zone, never getting aggressive regardless of what the score is. I mean, you're not accomplishing anything, and nobody's getting any better in that particular situation. So if that's the alternative, then yes, it's time that they go back to Rod Taylor. I'll tell you what, though, and you and I've joked about it a bit. I would be shocked if this week they choose to go back to Rod Taylor, when it'd be very simple for this coaching staff to say, you know what, the hamstring's not quite there yet. He practiced a little bit. When he's close, but when he's full speed, we don't quite trust the hamstring, and bump this thing back a bit. I don't believe that anybody in a Texans uniform or in a polo is in any way, shape, or form going to tank this season. But I do believe that if this coaching staff wants Tyrod Taylor to be the guy, that it would be smart for them to postpone him returning until after the Rams come to town. That I could see a coaching staff do. Tanking, losing games, game planning to lose games, calling plays and calling offense and defense to lose games, don't see it happening. But I could very easily see a staff saying, we need Tyrod Taylor to come back, and it to be very obvious that he's the better option so we can move forward with him as a quarterback. And that accomplishing that is going to be significantly easier if his return is against somebody, damn near anybody, other than the L.A. Rams. And yeah, I mean that. I know it's funny, Show, because I'm with you. It is funny, but I'm dead serious. I would be shocked. I'm going to be shocked if Tyrod Taylor plays this
really?
Week.
Really? See, only reason why I won't be shocked is because David Culley has repeatedly said, week after week, when he's healthy, he'll go. So the first time he said it, I thought it was a mistake, because the day before, right here on Sports Radio 610, Nick Caserio, who I believe is the decision maker between the two of them, said, hey, man, we'll see how that happens when we get there. And we've seen David Culley say something, then we've heard Nick Caserio or somebody had gotten to him, and he's changed back to where they were and has changed his tune. This one, the last 3 weeks, Dave said it with confidence. Yes.
Oh, he's doubled and tripled down on it, right?
He's going to be our starter when he's healthy. He is. He is. He's continuing to run with it. So I think I won't be shocked, because if he's healthy, it can go. I think because David Culley has continued to say it, he'll go. So if he's healthy, I think he'll roll. I don't know if it's in the best interest of what he'll be able to do.
I'd be surprised. Rolling back a week early versus the Rams, or set him another week, let Davis Mills and this offense struggle again against a really good defense, and then bring him back when he's 100% healthy, there's no question marks at all, against a lesser defense. I could see where David Culley and company look at that and go, yeah, that's in our best interest. I'll be shocked if Tyrod Taylor starts this week.
The thought that maybe you don't think he's 100% yet.
Well, whether he is or isn't, I mean, what we're being told is that he's going to practice Wednesday to see if he can even go.
Yeah.
If you're practicing on Wednesday before a Sunday game just to see if you can go, then it's going to be very convenient to use the excuse, hey, he's not ready yet, it's a little bit tender, let's wait until next week. I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of things. I'll defend a coaching staff and a team when it comes to all this tank and talk stuff. I'll defend them. There's no way in hell that's going on with the coaches and the players. But when it comes to decisions like this, and that coach wants to finish the season with Tyrod Taylor, because what you don't want – what's the one thing Davis Mills hadn't done when he's quarterbacking the Texans? Get blown out at home.
Yeah.
Let Tyrod Taylor be the starting quarterback and go out there and get blown out by a really good Rams football team.
What you expect? I don't even know what the line is yet. Tyler, what's the line? What's the line on this Rams?
It was four, I saw it was 14.5 or something.
That's
earlier.
It, huh?
This was I think I saw Sean tweet something about it. It was 14.5 at one point. It may even be higher than that at this point.
I thought
it
had been 18.
I don't know. It may be.
The Cardinals. Look, I know you get, 3 points for the home field. Maybe that's
well,
it.
Well, most teams do.
The Texans ain't getting them
three freebies. 14.5. Clint wins again.
Well, I mean, you've looked at it. I've not looked at it.
No, now that's not true. I'm just somewhat aware of what the hell's going on. Not completely, just a tad bit.
I think you looked at it. I think you've seen it. I think
look out now. TexasAxeThrowing.com. Check them out, baby, up in Spring. Great place.
That's right.
Great place. Go up there. Take your family. Take your friends. Hell, invite your employees
that's
up there,
right,
man. Have you a company outing. Get loose, man. Great
that's
drinks.
Right. Yeah, if you have a birthday party, some people might be having a birthday right now. You can go up there and then
yes.
And enjoy
it. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
She's
that's
not
right.
only good looking, it's her birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Look yeah. out now. Look
That's
out
right. Say
now.
Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to her.
And if I could sing, I'd sing happy birthday, Linda. I would. I can't sing, though. I'd embarrass myself. I would do it.
Well, let's get this. Let's
I would
this,
do it.
Let's get this train.
Somebody said the owner of TexasAxe.com can throw an axe and hit a bullseye and maybe stick it through his hat or something. Isn't there a video out there or something of that? Unbelievable. What is that? Is that on Facebook?
So
I know, but that everybody can't see my phone. Where's it at? Facebook?
Yes.
It's on yours or on Texas? TexasAxe.com. Check out their Facebook. There is an unbelievable throw of the axe bullseye through the hat, and it's just true, folks. I validated it.
So you can you pull that off? When
no,
you try it.
No, but I can sit there and drink and have a good time with my friends and watch Mark do it. How about that? Huh? Come on, baby.
That's right. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show. Get on down here as we see people falling in. We're at the corner of Congress and Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid, as Jim Mudd is doing the hard work back there. Your chance coming up between 4:45 and 5 o'clock to win a pair of tickets there to go see the Astros, or sorry, to go see the Texans and the Rams coming up on Sunday. That's coming up here in the next 10, 15 minutes or so. So make sure you stay tuned to listen for that. All right, let's help the folks out, Clint, here.
Okay.
All right, as they take on the Braves today,
yep.
We want to help them out to understand who they're dealing with. I'll take the pitchers first. You go with the hitters. Listen, I think there's two major guys you need to look for in the rotation. They've got a guy, Ian Anderson, who'll pitch game 3. He's pretty good, but he is certainly not anyone that could take that could give them problems. That's right. She is gonna be hammered soon. then they've got two guys in Max Fried and then obviously tonight Charlie Morton, who you all know very well. Those are their dominant starters that they are going to look at as guys that hold them over the top. But I think the real power is in the bullpen. They've got three lefties that have carried them. Minter, who generally comes out first. Tyler Matzik, who may be the best reliever in baseball, the way he's pitching right now. If you missed him in Game 7 against the Dodgers, he came into the game with a 2-run lead, runners on second and third, and he struck out the great Albert Pujols. No outs, by the way. Struck out Stephen Souza, the pinch hitter, and then struck out Mookie Betts. 3 straight fastballs blew him away. He has been dominant in the postseason, and then Will Smith, their closer. From the pitching side, those three guys in the bullpen and then those two starters at the top. Game 4, though, will be very much like the Astros, a bullpen game for them where they'll have to go through the bullpen, very much similar to what the Astros will have to do. But I do think they have the slight edge if you just compare the Astros pitching staff to the Braves pitching staff. But the edge isn't that big because they got to face the Astros hitters. And that's the best lineup in baseball, even better than what the Dodgers, especially they had their injuries. So from a pitching perspective, those are the guys you need to look out for.
Well, we heard Robert Flores of MLB Network earlier talk about this particular Braves lineup, and there's no doubt about it, top to bottom, they're really, really, really good. So it'd be tough to talk about – 6, 7, 8 hitters deep. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you who's hotter than a firecracker right now. Eddie Rosario, check this out, show. He's one of 5 players in AL and National League, American League and National League, to have 14 hits in one playoff series. Right? Yeah. He's one of five. He's the only player in Major League Baseball history to have those 14 hits in a single series and do it in a six-game series and the series not go seven.
Yeah.
Only player in Major League Baseball history. Eddie Rosario right now is hotter than a firecracker. Postseason stats, 474 is what his average is, five extra base hits, three home runs, and 11 RBIs. I think Eddie Rosario is the one guy that at least we can say the last series, really the whole postseason, has been an absolute killer at the plate. I mean Yordan Alvarez type of killer.
Yeah, he's been Kiki Hernandez is who I would like. He's been that hot.
Yes.
Not a great player normally, but right now he's baseball Jesus right now.
That's right. And the other ones for me is Freddie Freeman. Check these numbers out. He's hitting 455 in the postseason. Again, five extra base hits and three home runs. He's absolutely tearing the cover off of the ball right now. And the other one is Jock Peterson, right? I mean, he's a guy. Everybody's jumping about these pearls he's wearing. I do think it's very interesting. It's fun to watch. But I'll tell you what, he's been his clutch. You look at his numbers in the postseason, hadn't been anything spectacular. But he's hit a few home runs, hit some clutch, very clutch home runs. So you got two guys that are unbelievably hot in Eddie Rosario and Freddie Freeman, and you got one guy that's been extremely clutch in Jock Peterson. Those three guys show, I think, are the first stars that I put next to hitters. I know you got a couple of other guys on your mind in this Braves lineup that could be game changers as well.
I do. I want to get to them in just a second. Hey, let's hook people up right now. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Houston Open. The Houston Open coming up November 11th through the 14th. Right now, caller number 5, 713-572-4610. You can call in right now and win a pair of tickets to the Houston Open. Make sure you don't miss a second of that action. Tickets are available at HoustonOpenGolf.com. Jim will take care of you. And remember, coming up from any point now to the bottom of the or top of the hour, your chance to win a pair of Texans tickets to see them take on the Rams on Sunday. Yeah, man, this lineup is deep. I don't think it's Astros deep, but it is deep. To talk about some of the guys you've named, they've got a couple of guys. Ozzie Albies, who generally, we'll see what the lineup is. He generally hits behind Freddie Freeman. This cat is fun to watch. He is fun to watch. He's got speed. He's got 20 stolen bases on the season. He hit 260. And he's got 30 bombs, 105 RBIs. And when you see him come to the plate, you will be surprised that that's a guy that hit 30 home runs. And tonight is a key because Framber Valdez is pitching. He's a switch hitter. It's going to turn him around to the right side. 30 home runs, Crawford box. It brings more of his power into play. So he's one to watch. Also, Clint, Austin Riley, who may be in the running and top three finisher in the NL MVP this year, 302, 31 home runs, 83 RBIs, and had some huge hits in that Dodgers series. And then also Adam Duvall, their center fielder, led the National League in home runs with 38 and 112 RBIs. So they've got some deep guys, and then they're going to add a DH, so they get to add potentially Jorge Soler, who's hit 50 home runs in his career before. Yeah. And was hitting really well since he's been traded over there. So they got a deep lineup, Clint.
Joe, I tell you what, they sound a lot like the Astros from a standpoint of you've got some guys that are just unbelievably, I mean, fish grease hot right now, right? And then you've got some guys that over time have put up some of the best numbers in Major League Baseball that maybe haven't caught fire. Maybe they've flown under the radar because these other guys are so hot. I'm going to tell you, I was watching an MLB Network. It was path to the pennant. I said race to the pennant earlier. No disrespect, Ruffalo.
Ruffalo,
path
correct.
To the pennant. Right, he probably wasn't listening real closely, but nonetheless, I was watching that. And the one guy that jumped out, Ozzie Albies.
Yeah.
I mean, They never said his name. But if somebody had an extra base hit that was getting first, you know, that was scoring runs, getting RBIs, guess what? Guess what? Guess who was rounding the bases? Guess who was sliding into home?
I'm telling you, those of you who have the Joe Buck issue, Joe Buck's going to love this kid, and Joe Buck's going to talk about him. I see my man right here, the I Hate Joe Buck shirt. He's going to love him, but he's going to be fun to play. It's going to be hard to see because he's playing for the Braves. But I'm telling you, I want to also alert you. If Ozzie has to run more than two bases, that helmet's coming off. And he's popping it off on purpose.
Yeah.
Himself, he throws it off himself on purpose. I don't know why I just demonstrated that for the people here. But that helmet's popping off, so be aware of that.
Show, while we're talking about, I highlighted some of the Braves that are the hotter players right now in the postseason. I think it's worth mentioning, just for comparison's sake, Yordan Alvarez is obviously the hottest Astro right now. Yordan Alvarez, he's batting .441 in the postseason. Those other guys each had five extra base hits. Yordan Alvarez has seven extra base hits, nine RBIs, and he's walked eight times in the postseason. Here's another one for you. Kyle Tucker, 15 RBIs postseason right now. The Astros have scored 45 runs with two outs this postseason. I mean, these guys, I don't care what side you fall on, Braves or Astros right now, I'm talking to both fan bases. You're fixing to watch some unbelievable hitters in Major League Baseball today. I mean, this collection of hitters that are involved in this World Series, and we get to watch them for at least four games, maybe seven games, it's going to be must-see TV. Don't get out of your seat, because they're nine times out of ten, there's going to be a hitter at the plate that is must-see and could knock the ball out of the park at any point in time, could do something spectacular at any point in time. These two lineups are phenomenal, man.
And the top of the hour. So make sure you stay tuned for your final chance today to win a pair of tickets. All right. Dusty's got surprises again, baby. Dusty's got surprises again. You don't want to miss that coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase five quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.